Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Our guest on today's This Week in America, therapist Ellen Fitzke, overcomes loss and depression, shares advice in Conversations with My Soul, stories and reflections on life, death, and love after loss, as she reflects on her own discovery of peace and happiness in the midst of loss and hopelessness. When her younger sister died suddenly, Ellen's life came to a halt. She struggled with her own mortality and sought to make sense of it all. Ellen is a licensed clinical professional counselor who practices in Maryland. She's been working with people in a therapeutic setting for over 14 years, while working with many others in a coaching capacity for over 35 years. A former Division I basketball coach, she has delivered communication and team-building training to the U.S. Army and educators all across the country. Known for her genuine, direct, warm, and encouraging style, dedicated to helping others become their best selves. Ellen Fitzke, author of Conversations with My Soul, Stories and Reflections on Life, Death, and Love After Loss, joins us on This Week in America. Ellen, welcome to the program. It's so great to have you with us today.
Thanks, Rick. It's great to be here.
You know, I love what you've done in the book. Everybody goes through a situation like this, and we would think, boy, with your background, with your training, you probably would go through this and have everything together. Yet, as I said, your world came to a halt. Talk about the inspiration to share this story to help others in your book, Conversations with My Soul.
Yeah, sure. when you experience grief and loss, even though, you know, I am a therapist. Everybody has a personal experience with it. And it's a universal topic. You know, there's not one of us that has not lost someone that we love. There's not one of us that has not lost a job. There's not one of us that has not lost maybe a friendship. And there's probably not one of us that hasn't lost a pet. And so, you know, loss is loss. And I wrote the book because losing my sister Patricia, as you said in the introduction. But along with that, I got out of a relationship. So that was another loss. I jumped into another relationship, and that was only a short-lived time. And then I had one of my dogs pass, and then my other dog pass. And so I had about five losses that just stacked up on top of each other in a matter of 2 years. And anybody that's been through the grief process, I think would understand that you do the best you can to get through.
Yes.
And basically, it's not a straightforward line up. There's a lot of jagged edges to it. And there's a lot of stages in it. And you don't complete one stage necessarily and not come back to it. So it really, with my sister's, the loss of my sister, it really, really put me on my heels. And it brought me to my knees, to be very honest. And I had to figure out a way to get through the grief. And this book was born of my journal writing that I used during that time to work through all the losses that I had.
We will go through some of, you'll share some of the stages, what you went through. The book is Conversations with My Soul, Stories and Reflections on Life, Death, and Love After Loss. Ellen Fitzke is the author, our guest on the program. Fitzke is F-I-T-Z-K-E-E. Remember that because that's her website, ellenfitzke.com. You go there, get information on the book, buy it there as well. We'll give you all of that information as we go through the program. Briefly, give me a little bit more about your background, because your life has been helping people as a teacher, as a coach, as a mentor. And this is another part of that, isn't that? By giving back what you went through, sharing it to help other people.
Yes, absolutely. It's my life calling. I'm the oldest girl of eight children that my parents had. And my parents died fairly young. And I think that's one of the reasons why I took Patricia's loss as hard as I did, because I kind of had, you know, motherly instincts with her. It's been difficult. But in my life work, I have been put into a position to be able to help others. And in doing that, it's helped me become who I am today. And I've had the role of a teacher. So after I graduated college, I got involved in teaching. I taught on one side all girls, and on the other side all boys. So I taught boys, and I actually coached the girls' basketball team. I did that for a few years. And then from there, I decided to really take my coaching career to the next level. And I worked at UNC Charlotte and the University of Rhode Island as an assistant coach at the Division I level. And then I actually got my first job as the head basketball coach in Maryland at Towson State University at the time. Now it's Towson University. And from there, I had a nice career of probably 13 years there. So all total about 22 years in coaching. And then I changed hats, went back to school, got another degree. And this time I got a master's in counseling and in mental health. And with that, it's very, very similar to coaching. You just kind of change the hat that you wear, so to speak.
Yes.
And I became, a school counselor, a professional school counselor, which I still do. I work in a high school, and also a mental health, and as you said, a licensed therapist. So it's been quite a journey, but in every one of those jobs, I've loved what I've done. I never thought I would find something as fulfilling to me as I had with basketball coaching. Basketball has been part of my life since the time I was very, very young. I was fortunate to go to college and have it paid for. So it's therapy and working with kids now has fulfilled me in more ways than I ever thought I could be fulfilled. So it's been a wonderful life so far.
And as a basketball coach, I understand the first coach in Towson to win 100 games of success at that level. And you're back now working with young people, as you say, touching their lives directly, especially at a very vulnerable age for these students. This book was published in 2014. That's about 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. Is it relevant today? Is it as relevant in your life today? You know, things change. And I'm looking through this, and it looks like this pretty well covers it. I wasn't even sure in the beginning when it was written, it still appears very relevant today. When you look back on it, it still applies, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Because you know, the topics that I cover in the book and the struggles that I go through are relevant and kind of more relevant today for more people. Obviously, I wrote the book because it was a personal losses for me and a way to get my life back going forward. But in today's world, with everything that's going on, with a number of people that are feeling anxiety and depression,
yes,
and the people that have lost loved ones during this time, people that have lost businesses and their livelihoods, it's probably it's a great book, because besides talking about grief and loss, I really try to talk about some of the skills and strategies that may help to move a person forward during very, very difficult times.
Ellen's book is Conversations with My Soul, Stories and Reflections on Life, Death, and Love After Loss. Ellen Fitzke, F-I-T-Z-K-E-E. Her website is ellenfitzke.com. Go to our website and you can link on and get all the information on Ellen and the book. To do this properly, you really needed to expose yourself to bring us into your life, because it's so relatable. Maybe not going through exact circumstances, but circumstances when we have loss in our lives. How difficult was that for you to be that vulnerable and lay it out there in order to help other people?
It wasn't my initial intention, to be very honest with you.
Yes.
You know, I journaled during the times of my loss. And for anyone that has not journaled, it's a great way to just be raw and to get your thoughts out on paper and your feelings. And it helps you to be able to process things and also make some connections possibly. So that whole process is a vulnerable process. But when you're writing a journal, you don't necessarily write it as if anybody's going to read it. You know, it's personal. It's your thoughts. It's what you go through. And after I went through this, there was a calling within, and call it an intuition, call it divine intervention. But I got a strong push that you have to publish this. You need to share this with the world. And it was, you know, I'm tearing up a little bit because it was quite humbling. And that's how the book was born. So I didn't set the intention, but I'm so glad that I had the courage.
When you read the reviews, that's one of the universal comments that she really opened up, and that helped me. There's something about you're being honest. We understand what you're going through. We're going through similar pain, or we can relate to your pain. And that factor, I think, is why this book is so important and doing so well, Conversations with My Soul. I get a sense of hope, even though you write about grief and loss. How is that possible, and how long does it take to get to that point? Because I know you went through a lot. You were talking about all of the multiple losses you went through.
Yeah. You know, everybody's different. I will say that. I think I'm a slow processor compared to other people. You know, it's not that I take any type of joy in grieving, but I try to work through it so that I can move forward. And you know, you never forget loss. It becomes a part of your life, and you learn how to cope with it regardless of what that loss is. And, you know, for me, it took at least 2 years to try to become or rejoin the human race, so to speak, and really get moving in a good direction for myself. So it takes everybody a little bit. It depends on who you are. But when you have complicated grief, which is what I had in terms of losses stacking on top of losses, it gets a little bit messy because one loss bleeds into the next, which bleeds into the next.
Yes.
And so you're not sure if you're coming or going sometimes. And, you know, in the book, when you read it, you'll see that sometimes I'm just being hit over the head left and right, and I'm not sure which way I'm going. And I'm very honest about that. And I think that's important for people to know, because it's not always a rational process. It's irrational. You know, you're at the lowest lows sometimes. But if you're courageous enough and you allow yourself to feel the feelings, which a lot of people don't want to do because it's unpleasant, but if you allow yourself to feel the feelings and get through it, there is a silver lining, and you can find, peace, joy, happiness through the process. And at the end of the process, you, develop a new normal. And when you develop the new normal, you emerge as a more resilient person, a stronger sense of self. And in some ways, as I say, a humble person, but a person that isn't afraid to be who they are and to, you know, share themselves with other people.
We have to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about maybe a skill or a strategy that you talk about in your book that really was helpful for you. And we'll do that after we take a break. Ellen Fitzke is our guest, Fitzkee. The book is Conversations with My Soul, Stories and Reflections on Life, Death, and Love After Loss. You're listening to This Week in America. We're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
For anyone who's worried about back taxes, has not filed tax returns, and doesn't know what to do next, stop and listen. Not filing your taxes can have severe consequences, especially in this political climate. Now that COVID is over, the IRS is getting aggressive, massively increasing enforcement and collection efforts. With politicians making all sorts of promises, especially when it comes to taxes, hiding and not dealing with your taxes will cause you harsh legal and financial ramifications. But right now, the IRS offers forgiveness and writes off a massive amount of tax debt. The Tax Doctor offers a free service that helps people get out of IRS collections and back in good standing with the government. Don't hide or bury your head in the sand. Take advantage of our free service. Call now to learn more. 800-795-6170. 800-795-6170. 800-795-6170. That's 800-795-6170. People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.